The transition to in-person learning for Chicago Public Schools began today. Nearly 6,000 teachers and staff were told to report to buildings as they prepare for some students to return next week. But many feel it's still too unsafe to be in classes with students. This is setting the stage for a showdown between the school district and the teachers union. WBEZ Sarah Karp is here to tell us the latest on what's going on. And Sarah, who exactly was supposed to report to school buildings today?
So these are the teachers and staff who work with preschool students and some moderate to severely disabled students. These students are the ones that have the option of returning to school on January 11th. The students can also continue to learn remotely if they want, and actually most are, so only a small percentage are coming back. The school district says, though, that they wanted to offer these students in-person learning because they're the ones that are struggling the most with remote learning.
And we know that the Chicago Teachers Union is strongly opposed to returning. What's at the heart of the conflict with the union?
So the Teachers Union and Chicago Public Schools has had a contentious relationship going into this. As you'll remember, last year there was a big strike. So they aren't really getting along in general. In this case, there's differences over when it is safe to go back and whether the school district has done enough to prevent the spread of the disease once in schools, so whether they've taken enough safety precautions. There's also a major dispute about whether Chicago Public Schools needs to have a formal agreement with the union over reopening. The union says yes, the school system says no. However, school district officials have said that they will work on an agreement with the union over some safety issues.
And Sarah, do we know if teachers and staff showed up today?
At the moment, we don't really have a read about how many actually walked into buildings today. We know this morning the Chicago Teachers Union had a press conference where five staff refusing to return spoke out. But we also know that some staff did go in. The school district tweeted a picture of the mayor and school district leaders in a school where it looked like there were teachers. Another teacher posted a picture of her and her colleagues decked in masks and medical robes and gloves with cleaning supplies in order to clean their rooms to get them ready for students.
And we also saw some teachers that were outside of school buildings for a while today, too.
Right. Some clocked in and then walked out and taught in the parking lots or even in their cars, things like that.
So if staff decide not to return to school buildings, what will happen to them?
They had letters to hand to principals from the union that said that they're declining to work in what they think are unsafe work environments. Meanwhile, principals had letters from CPS threatening consequences for staff defying the order to return to buildings. But thus far, the school district has not detailed what those consequences will be. For both the union and its members and the school district, this is a risky situation. On one hand, the school district needs teachers, so firing a bunch of them would not be good. Meanwhile, staff want to keep their job. At the same time, the mayor and the school district have really dug in here. They really want to resume in-person learning. They say that they're letting people with qualifying medical conditions take a leave or work from home, but so far, more than half of the staff who applied for accommodations did not get one. Still, some teachers say they won't go in, even if they didn't get an accommodation, because they're deathly worried about getting sick or about infecting family members. As one put it this morning, I don't want to risk my job, but I also don't want to risk my life. Remember also that this is just the first and smallest wave of staff being called into buildings. In a few weeks, thousands more will be called in to prepare for elementary school students who are set to return on February 1st. So this conflict will just escalate as time goes on.
WBEZ Sarah Karp bringing us the latest. Sarah, thanks for joining us.
Thank you.
This is WBEZ.